Chapter 16. Do not desire a brood of worthless children, nor rejoice in wicked offspring. Although they may be many, do not exalt them if they do not have the fear of Yahweh. Do not count on their length of life. Do not have hope in their future. For one can be better than a thousand. Rather die childless than to have godless children. Through one wise man, a city can be filled with people. Through a clan of rebels, it becomes desolate. Many such things has my eye seen. Even more than these has my ear heard. Against a sinful band, fire is kindled. Upon a godless people, wrath flames out. He did not forgive the leaders of old, who rebelled long ago in their might. He did not spare the neighbors of Lot, whom he detested for their pride. Nor did he spare the doomed people, who were uprooted because of their sin. Nor the 600,000 foot soldiers, who perished for the impiety of their hearts. And if there had been but one stiff-necked man, it were a wonder had he gone unpunished. For mercy and anger alike are with him who remits and forgives, though his wrath alights upon the wicked. Great as his mercy is his punishment, he judges men each according to his deeds. A criminal does not escape with his plunder. God does not leave a pious man's hope unfulfilled. Whoever does good has his reward, which each receives according to his deeds. Do not say, I am hidden from God. In heaven, who remembers me? Among so many people, I cannot be known. What am I in the world of the spirits? Behold the heavens, the heaven of heavens. The earth and the abyss tremble at his visitation. The roots of the mountains, the earth's foundations, at his mere glance quiver and quake. Therefore of me he will take no thought. Who will concern himself with my ways? If I sin, no eye will see me. If all in secret I am disloyal, who is to know? Who tells him about righteous deeds, and who will await them? For the decree is far off. Such are the thoughts of senseless men, which only the foolish knave will think. Listen to me, my son. Take my advice. Apply your mind to my words, while I propose measured wisdom and impart accurate knowledge. When at the first the Lord created his works, and as he made them, assigned their tasks, he ordered for all time what they were to do in their domains from generation to generation. They were not to hunger, nor grow weary, nor ever cease from their tasks. Not one should ever crowd its neighbor, nor should they ever disobey his word. Then Yahweh looked upon the earth and filled it with his blessings. Its surface he covered with all manner of life, which must return into it again.